It's the Heidi and Frank Show. Call Heidi and Frank now at 800-955-5567. Follow them on Twitter at Heidi and Frank. And watch the show live for minimal consideration at HeidiandFrank.com. Now, here's Heidi and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Friend of the show, Steve Byrne, co-creator and star of Sullivan and Son, is here. Where is he? Where's Steve? Is he in the Bristol Farms green room?
There he is. Oh, my goodness. Steve Byrne.
Once again.
Look at that.
Good to see you, man.
Big Hollywood
Good morning.
Star now.
All right, relax.
We always said, you know, once he makes a big, he's never coming back here. And sure enough, he made a big.
And then you look in the parking lot and you see somebody pulling in a Dodge. You go, oh, he's not that big in Hollywood. He's still driving a Dodge.
He's not Seinfeld. But he's getting there.
Third season?
Yeah.
Third season. Just taped my third hour special. It'll be on Netflix soon. So.
I know. When I first saw that, I was like, just taped a 3 hour special.
Three hours, yes.
3 hours. Like, whoa, that's kind of unheard of, isn't it?
It's the fourth part of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, but it's just all stand up.
When can people see that one?
I think like a month and a half on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just did it. That's what a lot of people are doing, I guess, now, huh?
You don't need Comedy Central anymore, which is great.
Oh. Thanks, Comedy Central.
You used to have to. That was the only game in town, but now comics like myself and other comics.
Right.
Like, I don't know. If you don't have skinny jeans and have facial hair, you're not getting booked on Comedy Central.
No, with Comedy Central, too, you have to be. Because I noticed, like, I'll see the same act at a different time of the night, and it's edited, but then a little bit later they let it go dirty. Well, you can be dirty on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, you can be dirty on Netflix anytime, but Comedy Central, I guess, after 1 a.m.
But you're not, like, crazy dirty.
How do you get paid for that, though? If I watch your special on Netflix, then it's like how many plays or how many streams, and then you go, okay, we cut you a check?
I don't think so.
Is that how that works?
I don't think as a comedian you'll ever make money doing stand-up, to be honest with you. So you film these specials, and then they're like, okay, great, thank you so much. And, you know, you sign the contract, they're like, you're going to get 20%. Basically, you never get anything. You just don't get anything.
Laid.
I used to.
I see the
Too
wedding.
Busy now?
The wedding ring now.
I got married, yeah.
So he doesn't get laid.
Yeah.
You'll see.
So he doesn't get laid anymore, yes.
Yeah, just a lot of hot showers afterwards, just leaning against the wall with my head draped down, hanging.
Before you
sighing.
Before you came in, we were asking the audience, Reddit put this out about that moment. So like, yep, that's why I'm single. So before you got married, was there ever a moment in Steve Byrne's life where you're like, this is probably why I don't have a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. There have been quite a few. There was one time where, I was single at the time, and I met a girl after the show. Went back to my room, and we were drinking all night, you know, and then we go to like Denny's or something, whatever the late night place is, White Castle or something. I just ate some bad food. So the next day I have to go do morning radio. Okay. So she's still passed out in the bed or whatever. And, I go do morning radio and I get in the elevator and I'm going up and I'm like, oh boy. All of a sudden I got that flop sweat going. I'm like, this is, we got a situation here. And, I had like a yard sale in my pants basically. You know, like when the garbage bag rips and you're going out, but it all drops at once? Like, that's what it was like. I was like, whoa! Never happened before. So, to anybody in your 20s, it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah,
If it hasn't happened yet, yeah.
It's like a full moon. It's going to happen. So, I get to the... I'm like, oh, my God, there's a girl in my room. I take my pants. I throw it out in the trash receptacle next to the Coke machine or whatever. I take a shower.
Wow.
I'm like, whew, okay, I dodged a bullet there. And she's passed out. I'm exhausted. So I crawl into the bed. And
going back to the trash can by the Coke machine that's in the hallway. So you took your pants off and then made your way down the hall with poopy butt all the way to your room?
No. What I did was I opened the door and she was still there.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, no. So I shut the door. I go back, throw my pants out, run back over, jump in the shower. I take a shower. I get in the room. I get in the bed. Bed soaked. Completely soaked. And I go, what the? And then she wakes up and she goes, oh, my God. I peed the bed. I'm so sorry. And I go, hey, it's cool. These things happen. And she goes, wow, you're being, like, really cool about this. Like, a little too cool. And then I'm thinking, and she must be thinking, almost like a dude who just dropped a deuce in his pants.
You two are quite a pair.
It's, don't worry, it's normal sometimes for kids 13
Frank!
To still wet the bed.
Oh, my God.
We literally, yeah, you're right, though. Two birds with one stone. I mean, between her and I.
Right. You should have married. Oh, that should have been the one you married.
It probably like, is,
yeah.
Right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no.
It's
no,
like,
no.
Is that the story you tell at the wedding reception? Oh, the first night together.
No, you're just saying, like, the doing the specials, and, I mean, I have your bio here, and I always read it every single time. And
I'm sorry for that.
Quite impressive, though, yet, you know, obviously co-creator and star of Sullivan & Son.
Great
so
show.
If you were single again and you were at the bar to say something like that, the lady's like, really? You're on television? You're a co-creator and a star? You could probably get me a role? You could use that, right?
I definitely would.
You definitely would.
I definitely would. Because like I'm an Ohio 8 or a Pittsburgh 6. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, California, I'm like a California 5. So anything I could use.
And then your roles that you've had in films before, like Couples Retreat, The Dilemma, Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. They're like, oh my God, this guy's awesome.
Oh, I would say that. And then the girl would be like, then the next day she's like, I saw this movie and I didn't see you. It's like, well, go put the DVD in, go to bonus features, scroll down 3. Click on that scene, and I'm in it for 2 seconds.
This one had to be a good one here. When you're like, yeah, I was just on a USO tour in Iraq and Afghanistan, Japan, Guam, you know, entertaining the troops.
Where's that? Oh. Is that like Hawaii or?
It's next to Texas, honey.
Oh, all right. That's so cool.
Yeah, we're actually going back in March. Some of us from Sullivan & Son doing a...
Oh, the whole Sullivan & Son tour again?
Yeah, yeah, we're all going to go over there and do some.
Does it ever change, like when you've been there before and you know you go back again? Is there progress, or is it like yeah, looks same, looks the same as it did last time?
I think it always looks like New Jersey. To be honest with you, just
you never hear that.
It just looks. I don't know. It just. I don't think there's ever been. I think on the bases itself, the progress has gotten better. Like when I first went in 2004, for example, like the height of the Iraq War, you go to forward operating bases where they just don't have anything. It's literally like a tent and MREs, which is meals ready to eat, and no hot food at all. And as you go back year after year, you slowly start seeing some infrastructure or some compounds being built, and now they have Wi-Fi and showers and... That's nice, but...
So when this is a tent and MREs, are those guys a better audience? Because they're just desperate for anything? Or are they
thank you.
Like...
Thank you for that.
Oh, God. Steven.
We'll take you anything.
He's more fun than these dried carrots.
Whatever.
No, but you're right, though. I mean, I remember this one time we performed like right by the Paki border, and we were literally probably like 5 miles from Pakistan border at this one location, and... These guys were the real deal, like special forces. Like they all looked like Abercrombie models, but with like beards, and you knew they could kill you with their pinky. And we go to this bombed out basement that looked like a fight club, in just in the middle of the mountains. And I was like, this is going to be the worst gig I've ever done in my life. And I remember it was like one of the best gigs I ever did because it was just 20 dudes that were life and death situation every day, and they just needed a release. So some sense of home, some touch of home.
To be able to take them out of it for a moment.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And it helps when you're there with, like, Drew Carey, and he just – they just went crazy for him.
Yeah.
So it was awesome.
So when you're going back with the guys from Sullivan & Son, we had and Benjamin in here.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
And I saw your show. You guys were flappers, and you had Roy there, and it was you and Owen and Ahmed. So do you take Ahmed with you to the USO tours? It's like, and here's Ahmed. And they're like, he never gets a laugh.
Yeah.
We're in Pakistan.
Last time we went, we were in the Middle East, and Ahmed came with us. And I was like, is this going to be cool? And they were like, yeah, it's cool. And I think it was nice for them, for the troops, to see someone from maybe the other side of the fence, maybe like a Yakov Smirnov in the 80s, where it's like, what a country! It's like, to see that kind of reveal, it was nice. But when Ahmed tweets too much, we call that chatter. he's a good guy.
He is. I mean, he got into a little trouble recently, but that's all been dropped.
Yeah, it's, you know, it came out, and it's one of those things. Unfortunately, like, I think when you're a guy and you're in a situation where, and again, I'm not speaking for anybody else, but I just think in general speaking, that if you get in an argument with a girl, it could be taken a certain way, I guess, by the authorities, and the guy could end up in jail, as Ahmed did, because of what she said.
Right.
You know,
and so okay. They're usually going to side with the woman.
Yeah.
And he's a character on the show, right. You know, Sullivan and Son, going into his third season. So as the co-creator and star, you're like,
oh my God.
I got that phone call. The show?
Oh, no.
I was like, well, this is going to be very easy, Ahmed. This will be a very easy storyline for the tow truck to end up in flames at some point. But no, you know, thank God, you know, I talked to him and it sounded like nothing was wrong, and then the legal process handled it, and nothing was wrong.
Well, good.
He was fine. So
yeah, he is a good guy, and I'm glad that all worked out. And I'm glad that your show's working out, Sullivan and Son, going into its third season. Now, you haven't started – Owen said you haven't started filming yet. You start filming, what, next month?
Yeah, we start filming next month. We're writing the show now, and yeah, just really
excited. What can we expect this third season? Any twists for your character?
You know – a lot of people always think of Sullivan and Son as more of a drama because the acting is that good on the show.
Yeah.
So we're never nominated for a best actor in a dramatic series, which I think at some point is going to happen because the laughs at the end of the day are few and far between. So brief levels of mediocrity throughout the – no, I love it. I love the
show,
and I think this – going to be our best season yet. The jokes keep coming. We're really happy with it and some great storylines.
2.4 million viewers an episode.
Still,
right?
Still having fun. You can tell when you watch the show.
Yeah, having fun.
Well, if you ever need a couple of average Joes just sitting there at the bar, let us know.
Yeah, we're method actors. We've sit at many bars.
Well, yeah. Don't give us any of that near beer and all that jazz. No,
well, you would get near beer or water for vodka or like a distilled iced tea for whiskey.
Oh, okay. All right. So
is that true? Because I heard that on your show that it was actual beer.
There are times where it slips.
Okay.
I don't know if I should say that. I know that after we're done filming, that's when we get cooking because the bar shuts down, we kick the audience out, and then
we got
in trouble for that, too.
You did?
Yeah, I drove the golf cart on the set.
Because legal department.
Doing donuts into the chairs and stuff, and they went.
But third season, when you're highly successful, I think you get away with a lot more. You're like, wait, you're going to risk losing us? Huh? Are you? First season, maybe don't do donuts in the golf cart, but third season, you're
fine.
But
then they go, Steve, you drive a Dodge. Get out of our office.
Steve Byrne, thank you so much for coming in. He's going to be performing at the Ontario Improv this Thursday through Sunday. For tickets, go to ontario.improv.com. And follow him on Twitter, at Steve Byrne Live, BYRNE.
And that's always a treat as a comedian to get a call from your agent saying, I booked you next to Elaine Bryant in a mall in Ontario, California. I can't wait.
Thank you so much.
Single tier. I can't wait.
We're going to be right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.